Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Solo Dolo episode number 25. Now, I hope you guys are ready. Today's date is November 14th. And for some of my folks out there that are ready, Walmart's having a sale for Black Friday sales. I'm just saying this because I saw it last night. So just letting you guys know. But let me catch you guys up on this week. Let me let you guys, I'm going to update you guys on what happened this week, why I didn't post. Why I didn't post on Veterans Day, nor did I post on the Marine Corps' birthday. So reason being is, A, I didn't post on the Marine Corps' birthday because I'm going to celebrate that day. I'm going to take that day to really honor all my brothers that were in the service, all my sisters that were in the service too. Like, this is for everybody. And it was just a very special day. So then Veterans Day came along, and you know me, I'm not going to... I posted an episode one time with my brother for Veterans Day, and that was about a year and some change ago. But this year was a little different, y'all. So, I didn't post anything too out of respect. And then just catching up with this week. So it's been a lot, y'all. I just recorded yesterday an episode with Strictly Chirps. I was just playing back the audio and realized that the mics, I don't know. It's always something. It's either the mics or the audio or not enough storage, y'all. And if you guys notice and you've seen my videos, they're HD as fuck. They're HD to the max for a reason. And that's because I have it on some great settings. But it eats up a lot of storage. And lately I've been running on storage. And I'm like, well, Jill, why don't you just free up space on your phone? Well, I got 256 gigabytes. And, you know, you think that's a lot. It ain't really a lot, y'all. And a lot of my editing apps that I use, everything, all the software and all the stuff that I use to make my podcast what it is, eats a lot on my phone. And before you say, hey, Jill, why don't you just get another phone with a bigger storage? Well, if you guys can, you know, you guys want to donate and help and help the podcast get a more storage on a bigger phone, let's make it happen. But right now I got to make it, you know, work with what I have. So other than that, y'all, it's been an exciting week. Just went up to Ventura over the weekend, went out to visit, and it was cool. Went out to the Ventura State Beach. Interesting that you got to pay to go on the beach, which is interesting because, I mean, I guess State Beach. I don't know. I never had that I had to go pay at a beach. So I went to, you know, I go to Oceanside. And that's where I was born and raised. Never had that issue. But that it was cool. Ventura was cool. Went to downtown Ventura, tried a couple of restaurants. Honestly, downtown Ventura kind of looks like Santa Barbara, y'all. For my folks that haven't been out to Santa Barbara yet, it kind of looks, you know, downtown looks similar. It almost looks similar-ish. I say ish. But it was great. It was great going out there for the time that we spent. Came out, came back, and actually on Saturday night, I did an interview with my sister's fiance and her uncle and his uncle. Not her uncle, but his uncle. And we sat down, talked about some trading card game, TGI. Yeah, I don't know what the I means, but we're going to get there. But we talked about One Piece, actually, so I hope you guys are ready for that episode coming out soon. But we'll talk about One Piece and, you know, the card game and the importance of it, how it's a community, and so much more. There's a lot to it when it comes to card games. And even talking about card games, actually last night, y'all, I was out in Temecula and went out to go get some food. And as I'm out there, there's a couple folks waiting outside the GameStop right next to Panda Express. And I'm just looking at it and I told my lady, I was like, 20 bucks tells me that they're waiting for, like, I don't know. I think it's a Pokemon release because, I mean, back in the day, folks would line up for Call of Duty, but now it's all digital, so... And Lord, no, hold and behold, like, we go there, and I asked the gentleman there, and they were waiting for some Pokemon card release that just happened at 10 a.m. So right now, at possibly all the stores, all the GameStops right now are filled with people in line, and some people were so committed that they even waited since last night, and I'm talking about, like, 8 p.m., and for the folks that were waiting overnight, they were out there camping. It was raining. It's still raining right now. Like, it's on and off showers, y'all, and a little storm coming our way. So that's going to be fun. But I want to say big thank you to this podcast episode's sponsorship. Shout out to Dime Ministries. I want to shout out Hello Mary. Want to shout out Live Life Roll Dice. Want to shout out Out the Mud. Let's see. Puff Coal Repair. Shout out to Puff Co as well. Let's see. Shout out to Gallant Gravity. Plug Rosin. Strictly Lit. For all the brands that have been supporting the podcast, you know, thank you guys for sponsoring and showing love and support to the podcast in one way or another. So thank you guys very much. And also, you know, since I'm doing shout outs, I want to shout out to the that Turn Pod girl. If you guys haven't tapped into her profile, she is a representative for Turn Pod. If you catch her in your local San Diego events, she's no, it's hard not to like see her. She's an awesome person. Hands, you know, down to earth, like great vibes, great, you know, personality and everything. And she's representing Churn, the company, perfectly. And honestly, shout out to her. She even showed some love and support to the podcast, even hooked the podcast up with a Churn Pod battery. Not just a small one, but one of those like for the pods. So I got a full set. I just gotta go get myself a little pod to put in there. So I'm excited about that. And she's actually replacing the all-in-one pen that I was gifted from by her. Fortunately, the pen was it leaked through, and that happens, but it is what it is, y'all. But shout out to her for making it right, and actually, she's gonna replace it, so I'm pretty grateful for that, y'all. Other than that, let's see. I started going on TikTok Live, everybody, so you can catch me on TikTok Live here and there, trying to make a little income right now. So far, we're like at $2.60. Trying to get to $2.69. Trying to make enough money to buy a bag of hot Cheetos, y'all. Like, you know, a cent away can keep the doctor away. But all jokes aside, so I was on TikTok last night, y'all, and it was a vibe. It was a vibe. It started off with like three people, four, eight, and then I brought the Puffco out. And for some magical reason, bringing out the Puffco, and you know, before I dive into this whole Puffco story, I want to let everybody know that I am not promoting cannabis. I'm not telling you to go do this. I'm not telling you to go do that. To each their own. You know, if you are barely tapping into the podcast, let me give you guys a little backstory on why I do what I do. So I've been alcohol free for over about 6 years now. Not a single drop of alcohol, and it's been a lot of work to get to this point. But I do think cannabis, you know, doing my research medically has helped me a lot. It's helped me get off of opiates. It's helped me get off of alcohol. So I'm very blessed for that. And like I said, I'm not out here telling you guys you need to go do this, do that, do this. No, to each their own, you know, and like I said, viewer discretion is advised. So at the end of the day, this is not a cannabis podcast, this is society, comedy, and culture. And cannabis is part of the culture. It's part of society. And there's a little comedy to it with little jokes. So here's a little joke on it. So I'm on live, y'all, and it was a vibe. It ended up being like 100 and something fucking people. And I'm like, oh shit, I've never seen so many. And people were just eager to see the Puffco, right? Wanted to see me take a dab of the Strictly Lit, had some grapes and cream. Shout out to them. Strictly Lit had some fire ass grapes and cream. I liked it. It was very, very good. Hands down. And so folks were getting excited. Folks were getting excited. And then comes this one dude. I wish I remembered his handle name, but I don't. Ended up reporting the chat. He reported the live because he was like, oh, you shouldn't be smoking on live. You shouldn't be smoking. And I'm like, wow, I just killed the whole vibe. Like, let me do my thing, man. There's a hundred other like Instagram lives you can check out. But you know, you get those haters and ones and twos. And unfortunately, he reported the thing. And it got shut down. So that sucks. Instead of making, you know, some decent dejanero off of that, I ended up making like 30 cents because of the report, because I got reported. That happens. And then afterwards, try to feel all bad because he reported me like, bro, you just killed a whole 100 and something people vibe party down the drain. But for all the new followers on TikTok, make sure you follow me at Around the Loop Podcast, Instagram at Around the Loop Podcast, magically Facebook for the elderly people at Around the Loop Podcast. So one way or another, we can stay connected. But I appreciate you guys. And big shout out to Catalyst and the THC Club, members only club, for inviting the podcast or inviting me to come out to the High Tides and Good Vibes on the weekend. And it was a phenomenal event, y'all. Honestly, it was a free event, which was not kind of, it was dope. Free event, like, come on, who doesn't like free? All you had to do was travel. Parking wasn't even bad. There was enough parking on the street, so I thought. And vendors were great. A lot of great food vendors, the lemonade stand, the food vendors, the barbecue. The mochi donuts, like Them folks were holding it down. All the food vendors were holding it down, especially the glass people that had their glass products out there too. All my cannabis folks out there too, like holding it down. Like I appreciate, you know, seeing all the familiar faces, all the returning faces and new faces. And shout out to the homegirl from Catalyst. If you guys, you know, run into her, you'll know who she is. She's very unique, and definitely she's an artist too as well. So tap in with her, you'll know. If you go to Catalyst in San Diego, let them know that Around the Loop podcast sent you. And great people, honestly, great family, love them. And you know, there's more to come. There's more to come. Hopefully, more events coming up soon, and we'll go from there. We'll go from there. So today, y'all, if you guys are curious what I got going on, just finishing some video editing. I just posted a short little video on Instagram. Shout out to Empire Smokes. Empire Smokes sent the podcast a little care package, and it was dope. Got a little out of this world care package, and you know, out of this world mean like I had a glass piece that was like a galaxy astronaut. It was pretty cool for the proxy. I got gifted some pearls. They're UV reacting though, and unfortunately I don't have a black light to show you guys the different colors, but they're really, really nice according to the online picture. Got gifted a dab tool, this little rocket ship. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a carb cap tool. I'm not sure, but we're gonna find out. A pivot stand, but unfortunately I don't have a Puffco pivot. And I thought about it. I put some thought, maybe, you know, Gio, do you want to pivot? Like, do you want to have a pivot with you instead of having your whole Puffco? But I really do enjoy having my Puffco. And I mean, yeah, the pivot's cool. Don't get me wrong. And I might want to get one down the road for $130. You know, that's not a bad gig. Not a bad gig at all. But I do want to, I don't know. It was tempting to get the new proxy, because the new proxy, you can control it with your phone and change the colors and the heat temps. And I think that's cool. But I also like the Peak Pro, and I mean that one's, who's gonna deny wanting a Peak Pro? It's the bad of the bad. But unfortunately, that bad boy is a little $450 buckaroos, and that hurts the soul. And I don't even have on $450 buckaroos, and I'm not planning to spend that or invest that much right now, unfortunately. So, you know, I do what I have with my old proxy. You know, shout out to Puff Coil Repair for the big chamber. So makes a difference, y'all. It makes a difference. And we going, we're making it happen. But this solo episode is just to give you guys an update what happened so far, of this week. Also with a little care package video that I sent out, more active on TikTok. And the, you know, the Catalyst event was phenomenal. And shout out to Tomorrow's Bad Seeds that were performing as well. If you guys haven't checked them out, they just started their tour. They kicked off their tour basically at the event. So that was neat. Yeah, so that was tight, and there's more footage to come, y'all. There's more footage. I'm still putting it together, so stay tuned for that. So I hope you guys have some great plans. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up for folks that are gathering, like, you know, gather with your loved ones if you can. For all my folks in the military that can't travel or can't leave, or at the schoolhouse or some sort of training or deployment, whatever, et cetera. You know, all I gotta say is make what you have right there. So what you have around you, you know, that's family right there. That's your Thanksgiving. Whether it's just a moment of sharing a meal together. It don't have to be nothing crazy. I mean, shoot, I remember one Thanksgiving I was in Fort Lost in the Woods. We're so late into the chow hall meal because we were invited to the dinner, ran out of food unfortunately, so we didn't have any. So we went to the chow hall, ended up having a ham and cheese sandwich for Thanksgiving. That was tight. But it was the moment of sharing the meal with one another, so that was the cool part. So yeah, you know, make sure you have some plans coming up, because I mean, I'm telling you, as soon as Thanksgiving ends, it's Black Friday, and boom, Christmas in a blink of an eye. And I really wish, you know, December would last a little longer, but it flies by, and next thing you know, we're gonna be in 2026, y'all, and hopping in 2026, you know, it's gonna, in March, we'll hit 2 years, 2 full years of the podcast. And it's been a fascinating journey, honestly. It's been a fascinating journey. All me, myself, and I, and I met a lot of phenomenal people, which I'm truly blessed. And thank you to every single one of you guys that have followed the podcast, that have shown love and support, for the folks that are sharing it on their pages. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Like, I couldn't have done it without y'all. And especially shout out to my love bug for being my you know, my motivation and pretty much everything for the podcast. She's helped me out tremendously and really made an impact to who I am and how I conduct myself on the show and how I conduct myself in person as well. So, you know, big thank you to her because she's out here making big changes as well. So I'm very proud of her. And just to let you guys know, a little announcement, everybody. I hope you guys are ready. So next Friday, possibly next Friday or even sooner, y'all, maybe even sooner, maybe Wednesday. Next Wednesday, possibly gonna start selling tamales. Gonna start on the res first. I'm gonna be selling tamales on the res first for all my folks in Palma Reservation that are hearing this. The invitation's open. Hopefully by next Wednesday, I'll keep you guys in tune. I'll post videos on Instagram, let you guys know, keep you updated. Possibly next Wednesday, I'll be selling tamales out there. No name to the company is, you know, Around the Loop. Around the Loop does it all. We do tamales, podcasting, cinema videos, music videos, you name it. There ain't nothing that this man don't do. So stay tuned for some green chile, salsa verde with some pollo. So that's how I'm going to do them. And for my folks who don't know what that is, it's green sauce, green chili sauce with chicken. So come get them. Right now, we're going to price them at $35 for the dozen. And a lot of folks are selling them for $35, $40, $50. It just depends. But hey, I'm telling you guys, it's worth the investment when you come and check out my tamales because I make them by hand. There's no gimmicks. I make the salsa all fresh in-house. The only thing I don't make fresh is the chicken. I don't, you know, I let the Lord do his thing. That's really it, y'all. So tap in. Single tamales are either going to be about $3.50 each. And it's a fair price. It's a fair price. And plus, I'm going to be doing it there at the kitchen. So you guys coming out, I'll do two shifts, one during lunchtime and one during afternoon. So for my folks on the res that are ready to have some good lunch coming out around noon, I'll be having the tamales ready. And then about 3 to 4 p.m. I'll be having the night tamales ready. Same exact ingredients. It's just for the folks that missed it during the day. And we're gonna start off with, you know, once a week, and if it rolls well, maybe twice a week. It just depending on how it goes. And the goal is to raise some money to, you know, get some Christmas gifts for folks. You know, upgrade some equipment for the podcast, lighting, lenses, media, you know, storage, et cetera, things I need to really level up and make a bigger difference. And it's all going for a great cause, but you know, pretty much trying to earn the money so I can make some sweatshirts, hoodies for you guys to sell, because I mean it takes money to make money, so ain't that a thing. But for all my folks out there, you know, I really appreciate every single one of you guys. You guys have been fantastic, showing nothing but love and support to this podcast. Also, check out a couple of my folks out here. Go check out Cam 14K. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, brother, for you know, it's your birthday, man. And I wish you nothing but the best. I'm not gonna disclose your age, but I'm gonna, you know, say, hey, happy birthday, brother. And if you guys haven't checked out his music, Cam 14K, he's a legend coming out of Oceanside, California. All his music hits. I swear, you can bang it loud in your car, you can blast it loud in your car, and it'll slap. Certified slapper, multi-million dollar in the making. So he, you know, he's an up-and-coming artist, and stay tuned. CAM, Cam 14K, Cam 14K. Check him out. You know, happy birthday, man, and I hope you have a great one. Also, all my other people, check out Live Life Roll Dice, Out the Mud, Off the Charts Vista. Gotta show love to my people. Well Greens, gotta show love to all my Well Greens locations. Cakeouts, show love to them as well. Catalyst too, much love. Check out Wander Bar for all my folks trying to get, you know, their minds elevated right. Go check out Triple B too. He's out there making moves. His comeback is coming like crazy. Check him out. Great artist too. Thank you, HemperCo, for honestly providing a lot of love to this podcast. You know, also sponsoring the podcast too, showing a little love here and there. Sent me care packages, and I was even able to do a raffle and give that away to somebody, y'all. And shout out to SoCal Dabber. Actually, he won. Went down to San Diego. I drove all the way down to San Diego. Even, I mean, I had an interview down in Encinitas, so the drive wasn't too bad. But from there to San Diego, dropped off the gift personally on Halloween, just so you can have a spooky dab on the house, and it was great. So thank you, HemperCo, for showing, you know, unconditional love. Thank you, Roslyn Direct. Thank you, Hello Mary. You know, all these brands that have been showing love and support. You know, Toro too. Toro, if you guys haven't checked out Toro Eyewear, Go check out Toro Eyewear for all my folks with big heads, all my construction workers, all my low voltage, all my folks out there that need some really nice glasses. Go check out Toro Eyewear. Let them know that Around the Loop podcast sent you. Stay tuned for a commercial coming soon. Coming soon, y'all. So thank you guys for tapping in on today's solo up dolo episode number 25 with a quick little update of my live. A couple more events coming out. I think Sunday, fourth quarter radio is going to be having an event. And if it still rains, ooh, we might have to switch it up. If not, I'll be out there. Also, Saturday, we were supposed to have an event with JoJo Too Faded, but that got postponed to December 6th, y'all. So stay tuned for December 6th. JoJo Too Faded is going to be performing in Escondido, and it's going to be hosted by Zooted Records. Shout out to the homie Zooted for making the things happen, for wanting me to be a part of this event. And, I love the community. I love what he does. And stay tuned, y'all. If you haven't checked out with Zooted, you're missing out. Thank you guys again for today's episode. Solo Dolo episode number 25. Check out some new songs, maybe like from Big X the Plug, Cam 14K, the homie Balance. If you haven't checked out, he's been dropping song back to back to back. Also check out the homie Kelken, K-E-L-K-E-N. Check him out. He's got some bangers. He just dropped one too, Apple and on all platforms. And for the folks that have been curious what happened to AAA, well, he's coming back and coming out with Red Wine. So if you guys haven't tapped in with him, stay tuned. Check everybody out. They're all phenomenal artists. I'm very proud of every single one of them. Shout out to A1 Beans. Shout out to Bishop. Shout out to JoJo. Shout out to YT. Like all the phenomenal artists that I've met. Shout out to Jay Krunk too. Like I didn't forget about him too. He's been working hard, and he's also tackling fatherhood. So it's a journey. It's a journey to learn about fatherhood through these men that I've interviewed, through these people. And it's a beautiful thing to learn. And so, like I said, y'all, thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoyed today's day. Stay warm. Stay, safe. All people on the roads, keep your distance. Don't try to be nut to butt because accidents happen in a blink of an eye. You think you might be an A-grade driver? You might be. But the homie behind you, the homegirl behind you or in front of you ain't. So, have precaution. Make sure you make it home safe, y'all. And make sure that you guys can listen to the next week's episode. Stay tuned for Monday's episode. Got cool episode dropping with Strictly Lit, the owner, actually Tony Lit. So it's a part one. It's part one because I ran out of memory. I'm gonna be honest with you. Transparency is key. So there's gonna be part one, two, three, and four. So tap in, y'all. Tap in with the Strictly Lit crew. And like I said, thank you guys for supporting the podcast. We're gonna make things happen. I'm gonna make shit happen for y'all. And yeah. So have a great day, y'all.